Hello. Today I want to show you how to change the size of the column, like this one, application name, to this one. So now you can see the column width change. Okay, this is not an easy task. Okay, let me show you now. If I create one more view, so if I go to all item, so I go to list and I create a new view. Right, so I say standard view. So I put the name called top app demo. I'll just use all the default options. I click OK. Okay, so now you have the top app demo view, and what you have is the default width of the column. In order to change the column name, I need a JavaScript. So this is a JavaScript that you need. Okay, the key part of the JavaScript is this and also the width. So where did you get this information? Okay, let me copy this. I normally use Chrome. So Chrome is the development tools. It's easy for me to spot the element. I paste the link here. Okay, I need to sign in. Okay, you can see that I'm in the top application demo view. Right, so I go to development tools. Okay, so I go to inspect element. I click on the yes, this is the one, right? Application name, right? So I click on the application name. Let's scroll down. Okay, this is pretty small, so let me make it bigger. Way. Let me just make it bigger. Okay. Okay, so now you can see this is the DIV. This is the name and also the display name. So here you go. Right. So that is how I get the div name as well as the display name here, right? Okay, so you need to save this JavaScript to a TXT file. So I already save it. So I close it now, right? So the next thing you have to do is that you need to upload this to your asset, okay, your site asset. So let's go to here, okay, so you go to the site contents, you go to the site assets. Okay, you can see I had actually uploaded the TXT file here. So let me click on it. Read only or edit. I say read only. Okay. Okay, so you can see the JavaScript here. We are almost there. So the last thing that I will do is that I will click here and edit page. I will insert web part. So go down to the media and content, put the content editor and say I want to add. Okay, so I have the content editor here. So let me move it over and say I want to edit web part. All right, so I have to move it over again. And I need the link. The TXT link, right? How do I get that? I will actually go to here. Yeah, just go back to my site asset. Okay, this is a URL that I need. Let me just close this guy. Right, so I'm going to copy this. So I go back to IE. So I just going to paste this one here. So I'll say apply. I'll say okay. So I will go back to the page. I will stop edit. All right, so let me just refresh the page. Yeah, I will refresh the page. I'll say show all content. Here you go. So you change the width now, same as here. So the width is for this and this is longer than the original, right? So you can see the original is this one. Okay, hope that will benefit you. Thank you for watching.